Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Chav Tes, Chulin 29. Today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is analyzing a statement from our Mishnah. The Reish Lakish says, why does our Mishnah say that the first part of our Mishnah, it says, Rubo Shel Echa Kamohu, that the first part, that if a person slaughters the majority of the trachea or the esophagus, then it's as though they slaughtered the entire trachea or the entire esophagus. And we know for an animal, you need to slaughter both the majority of the trachea and the esophagus. And for an oaf, for a fowl, you need to slaughter either the majority of one or the other. So Reish Lakish is asking, why does our Mishnah say Ruba Shalecha Kamo, that you just need to slaughter the majority of one of them? It's as though you slaughter the entire one. And then the second clause of the Mishnah says, Rov Echad Ba'of, Rov Shnayim Behema, the majority of one by a fowl, and the majority of two by an animal. But we already learned this idea that the majority is like the entire one in the first clause of the Mishnah. So why does it need to repeat this statement? So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Shlakish is of the opinion that the Reisha, that the first clause of our Mishnah, is teaching us that this law applies to Chulin, to non-sacred food, whereas the second clause of our Mishnah, which repeats the majority of one by a fowl and the majority of two by an animal, is referring to Kachim, is referring to sacrificial food, that this principle of the majority works by both. Because why might we have thought it doesn't work by both? Because we have a Mishnah in Yuma 31b, which seems to tell us a different law. The Mishnah in Yuma 31b tells us, with respect to the service of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, on Yom Kippur, the Mishnah states that what they would do is, Hevi'u, they brought to the Kohen Gadol as hatam, and they brought him the daily offering, kiratzo, he made the incision in this daily offering, meaning he cut the majority of the simanim, and after he made this incision and cut the majority of the pipes, meirak, that a different Kohen came in and completed the incision on behalf of the Kohen, and therefore completed the pipes. Meaning to say, the Kohen started the incision, he did the majority, and then a different Kohen came in and completed it by the majority of the pipes, by the tumen, which is by an animal offering. Yachol lo meirak yehei pasul, says our Mishnah. Reish Lakish says I might have thought that if a different Kohen didn't come in and complete the Shlita, that the offering would be disqualified, because there was not they didn't complete the entire pipe being cut, but you need that the majority wouldn't be sufficient. Comes along Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish explains that our Mishnah is saying, rov echad ba'of v'rov shnayim be'behema, you just need the majority, and so therefore, even by kochim, you just need the majority, and so therefore, since even though another Kohen would not have come in and finished it, it would have been sufficient. So says our Gemara, let's analyze this. Yachalo meirak yehi pasul, I might have thought that if you don't finish it, it would have been disqualified. How can you have even thought that if a different Kohen doesn't come in and complete the service of the Kohen Gadol, will be disqualified? It can't be that we would have even thought that, because if that would have been the case, if this part of the service would have been essential, then Havile Avoda Ba'acher, then what we're saying is that part of the service of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur can be done by a different person. And that can't be the case, because we learned in Horios 12b, it states, Kol Avodas Yom Kippurim Inen Kasheros El Abo, that all the service on Yom Kippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. And so therefore, since all the service has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, why would we have even thought that the service would have been disqualified if a different Kohen completed the service? So the Gemara explains, no, that's not what we meant to say. This is what we meant to say. Hachi Ka'amar. This is what Reish Lakish said. Yachol Yepasol Midrabanan. I might have thought that if a different Kohen didn't come in and complete it, it would have been rabbinically disqualified, because I might have thought, the Salka Daitach Amina, you might have said, the Ikup that if a different Kohen doesn't finish it, there's going to be a disqualification rabbinically. Therefore, we stated that even rabbinically, Rov Echad Ba'of V'Rov Shnayim Be'Behema. And so therefore, that's why it says, even rabbinically, the majority of the pipe is sufficient by sacrificial offering. If that's the case, if even rabbinically it's okay, why do we have to have another Kohen come in and finish it? Lamalei L'marek, why do we need another Kohen? So the Gemara just says, Mitzvah L'marek, that it's a mitzvah to complete it, and the reason is, says Rashi, so that we get more blood out of the animal to be able to sprinkle that blood on the altar. Tosfos asked the question. We see from here that our Gemara is saying all the service on Yom Kippur needs to be done by the Kohen Gadol. But says Tosfos, what about the fact that in Yom Ha'am 42a, we see that there's a dispute whether or not the service is able to be done by a non-Kohen, specifically as it relates to Shechita and to the slaughtering. And even there, though, that there is a dispute over there, with some say it needs to be done in the other position that doesn't, that's only because that's the service of the power, the bowl of the Kohen Gadol. But a regular bowl, which is the tumid, the daily offering, which is not the bowl, but the sacrificial offering of the daily offering, that clearly can be done by a non-Kohen. So, therefore, Tosfos says this whole discussion is just rabbinic. That's the explanation of Tosfos. However, comes along the Teferet Shlomo, and the Teferet Shlomo raises this question, and he gives a different answer. Teferet Shlomo says, the whole passage of Yom Kippur in the Torah, in Leviticus chapter 16, states, Bezos Yavo Aron al-Kodesh, with this Aaron will come to the Kodesh, will come to the holiness. So why does the verse specifically talk about Aaron when we know that there are many different Kohanim Gedolim through the years? That wasn't just Aaron. So why does it say specifically Aaron? And also, why does the service itself need to be done by the Kohen Gadol? Why couldn't it be done by somebody else? The rest of the year, it doesn't need to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So the Teferet Shlomo says, because the holiness of the day, we need to have somebody specifically who is designated and was thinking about this and preparing for this day for the whole year, that he knows that he's going to enter into the Holy of Holies. And because he's separating himself, it can awake within him the power and the merits of Aaron, the high priest, the original high priest. And when he does that, indeed we were saying that the whole service is holy through him. That refers to Aaron, because Aaron is like he's accompanying this Kohen Gadol into the Holy of Holies. And it is like Aaron himself, it's like Aaron himself is alive, and Aaron himself is coming in with the Kohen Gadol into the Holy of Holies.